KSL News Radio, celebrating 40 years of The Doug Wright Show.
He's got the control of that show. He's calm.
Everything having to do with KSL and Doug Wright are synonymous.
Doug, a neighbor, a friend, an all-around great guy. I love you, man. You're the best.
I still have his phone number, and he will always be on speed dial.
This is where Utah news breaks on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You realize it's National Donut Day, and there are donuts flowing through the station. There's even a box sitting here in front of me. I have yet to have a single donut. Maria Chaleos,
yes,
is here with us. Mark Juke is here with us. And I have yet to have a single donut.
I haven't had one yet either.
How is that possible?
I know. How is that possible? You can tell I've been a little distracted today.
We were just talking. We have some staff members that maybe have had a few too many donuts.
A little too hyper now.
Yeah. We may have to cut Peter off here at some point. You know, no more donuts for Peter.
And if the afternoon news sounds delivered really too quickly, really,
you'll know why.
Yeah, we're doing the KSL news really fast. Yeah. So that's coming up. What an honor to have you guys in here with me. Do you realize that I'm in the last 18 minutes of the Doug Wright Show as I've known it, and certainly the movie show will continue. But, you know, every time I say Doug Wright Show today, it kind of catches me because in one form or fashion, on what station or another, going clear back for a long, long time, it's been the Doug Wright Show, whether it's playing rock and roll on KCPX and KRSP or, you know, here at KSL. And we'll continue with the movie show.
We could rebrand the movie show for you, the Doug Wright Show movie show, or Doug Wright movie show.
Now, see, I'm liking that a lot because somehow a couple of years ago, in our big-time announcer, he gives Steve top billing. Now, you can tell this is grinding me.
Uh-oh.
You know, Steve gets top billing on the movie show, and then they come back, and now here's Doug Wright. And so,
well, they thought it gave it that ump.
Well, it isn't quite like Steve Zales. Oh, yeah, and Doug Wright.
I mean, it's still. Well, kind of. Yeah. No. Hey, it's great to have you guys in here to share this this time. I've just been blown away by everything and the outpouring from the community. Our listeners, oh, just incredible.
I feel like I'm not worthy, though. After listening to John Carter sing a song to you, I'm not worthy. And all these presents, I didn't bring you presents.
You don't have a song for me or a poem?
I don't have a song or poem.
We don't have a song.
Yes.
But we do have kind of a blast from the past.
A blast?
From the past. I think it was you and your producers who compiled a blooper reel.
Oh, no.
A long time ago, right?
Oh, no.
You didn't know it would come back to haunt you on your last day, did you?
No.
And so let's go back to a colder time, up on a ski hill.
Park City.
In Park City. And this, Doug, I think you mentioned this morning. So go ahead and play it, Gustavo.
The 13th day of February, a nice night that you can bring your sweetie up here, ski for free. And, oh, my goodness, do I hear a voice from out of the past. Lone Ranger rides a... Lone Ranger rides again.
I can't hear what's going on.
They
it's
can't.
Really pissing me off.
Oh. Oops. We should have bleeped that one.
We did bleep that one, by the way.
Oh,
and it wasn't a bad, like, Queen Mother kind of one.
No,
but
no.
It's one you don't want to hear on the radio.
Yeah. The word is, if you were in Canada and somebody said, boy, you were drunk the night before, they would have used that
yes.
word.
Yeah.
Right. It means something a little different down here in the States. But we were skiing at Park City. It was KSL Free Ski Night. That was Tom Bach, who was anchoring down at the lift. And Dan Jessup and I were up skiing. And do you remember that great big old monolithic
thing? Oh, you had a backpack that you had to wear, right?
Doug Miller made it famous on the sidelines of BYU. But a big Marty in the back. You were wearing a great big gigantic battery pack belt. There was a little box that fit right on your ribs that was like a little control. So you could adjust microphones. It had a stick mic. It had a head mic. All this stuff. Big antenna sticking up out of the backpack.
You look like a Martian.
And really. And I'm skiing with this thing. And I thought, you know, and I'm an okay skier. I can look pretty good. I can kind of fake it. And we're going down the night ski run, and I thought how cool it would be to dangle the microphone right down between the skis. And so, and I'm coming down, and I'm just euphoric. It's sounding really cool. And we're live. Hey, we're coming down the run. Listen to this. And I do, you know, some tight turn and really sounded cool. And anyway, so finally, I'm almost to the bottom, and I catch an edge live. And go, boom, 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 boom. Right.
I bet that sounded incredible, too.
Face plant, everything. I made it all through there without any expletives. And I brushed myself off, joked about it. But then we lost connection with Tom. And so Dan and I skied down. But Little did I know, I had broken my ribs because that stupid little box was right on my rib cage. And when I went down, it broke my ribs. Mm. So I'm skiing. I'm in pain. And, you know, you don't want anybody to know you're dying, you know, because you're macho. And so we go down and we get on the lift and we couldn't connect with Tom. And, I was in pain. And so I just said, you know, I can't hear a thing. This just really me off. And that's right when Tom threw it to me. And do you know what was even worse?
No. What?
An FCC guy was in town listening to KSL that
lovely.
Night.
Mm.
And he actually sent a letter to the station. And it was, I wish I had a copy of it. And it was shared with me. And he said, you know, I was visiting Salt Lake City the other night, listening to KSL, which is a great radio station. And people have said sometimes you're a little staid, but I heard something, and the word he used was avant-garde. And then he quoted me in the letter, and it was done kind of tongue-in-cheek. But he said, you know, interesting listening at KSL. And, of course, it wasn't the Queen Mother word.
Right.
It wasn't anything we had to file a report on. Although there have been a few of those on KSL.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I didn't do them.
Mm.
But
yeah.
That
me
was,
neither.
That, yeah, right.
Yeah,
but I could name names.
No, let's not.
No, let's not.
Live radio.
Live
I mean,
radio.
That's what happens. But we wanted to dig that up from the past. And
well,
Doug,
thanks
as I was,
a lot.
Yeah. Well,
the
funny thing is, as I was going through that blooper reel, so many of them contained me, and then you tossing to me. The one that I remember is I was on the air, and I got a case of the hiccups in the middle of a newscast.
That's right.
And, you know, you try to hold it in, but at the end of the newscast, what do I hear? Doug Wright plays applause. He says, way to go there, Mark.
Well, it was a performance of sorts.
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've had some fond memories and great, great times. By the way, Maria Chaleos has been working on this history of radio and collecting things. This is part of your master's program.
Right, I'm really excited about it.
Wow.
And I had to bug you because I still need air checks from Doug Wright from the 70s that I can't find anywhere.
I think they're in some great big box down in Eureka. You know how we all have that tangled reel box there where little 5-inch reels, big hub, you know, reel-to-reel tapes are flowing?
You're going to have a little more time now, and I know that you're going to find those things.
Yeah, we need to get you a reel-to-reel machine so you can go through those.
Hey, what a joy it's been to work with you guys. Thank you so much.
You know, and Doug, the only part that's really hard for me, because you're going to be around, but, you know, you have greeted me for more than 25 years at noon.
Yeah.
You've started my day.
Oh,
and so that's what's hard for me.
Maria.
So anyway,
Thank you
so
much.
I wasn't going to do it, but I did it anyway.
Mark, thank you, too. We've traveled around the country together.
Yeah, we sure have.
Most recently at the inauguration, back in the day, we were back at the Chicago Convention in 96.
Absolutely. I remember that very clearly.
Remember when we both became converted to the concept of commuter rail back in Chicago?
Absolutely. The day that everybody was leaving town.
Right.
And the people at the hotel said, look, get your luggage, walk a block and a half.
Right.
You will make it to the airport. And we passed cars on the freeway. They were parked, and we made our flight. I do remember that.
And we were one of the few from this market who had been back covering the convention who actually made their flight. Those that had the limos, those that rented a car, those that took taxis, they missed their flights.
Yeah.
We were on commuter rail in Chicago and just made it, no sweat.
And that was one of those vivid demonstrations of what a rail would do potentially.
I distinctly remember you and me sitting there with our big bags in front of us because we were
carrying
all kinds of equipment. Yeah. It wasn't like we're big clothes horses or anything, myself especially. But we were sitting there, you know, humping all this amazing equipment and so on. And we're just looking out the window at that dead traffic and all the people that weren't going to make it. And we were. And that was an epiphanal moment for me.
Absolutely. And me too.
What about the demonstration, though, when we were at the Republican National Convention in Florida?
Remember
the SWAT team up against all of those protesters?
Yep.
Now that was an incredible scene.
Somebody asked me, you know, about the convention. I said, and they said, well, was there one that was a little less than you? Because they're kind of cool to do. And I said, the most oppressive. Remember, even Orrin Hatch said, this is the toughest security I have ever seen. And when you see the SWAT team, you know, double timing down, you know, with their rifles, I mean, the whole thing. It
was
amazing.
Scary. I've never experienced that in person.
Yeah, it was unique. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Doug.
Doug, good job. We appreciate you.
And we'll see you next week.
You talked about camaraderie earlier this morning and kind of covering stories, and we feel that. And we're going to miss the heck out of you, but the best of luck to you, and we'll be listening to you on the movie show.
Thank you.
It's been an honor.
So
thank
much.
You, Doug.
Brief break. We'll be back with more about 10 minutes more of The Doug Wright Show.